Our scripture reading for this Sunday of Easter is taken from Matthew chapter 28, beginning at the first verse. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. And now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him and clasped his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say that his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Here ends our reading. May God add his blessing to it. Well, friends, Easter is here. And for Christians everywhere, it is a day of hope and joy and faith, and it's a day of celebration. The resurrection gives us the courage to face the future unafraid. But for many people, Easter can be a day of doubts. The doubters will say, "Okay, now, preacher, you're asking me to believe this incredible story about a Jewish teacher who was crucified, died, and was buried in a tomb, and then was resurrected 3 days later? I mean, come on. His disciples came and stole his body, and then they created this story." Well, yes, I do believe the resurrection to be true, in fact. And it's true, because there is so much evidence to support it. Now, I could go on for the next hour explaining all the evidence to support the truth of the resurrection. I'm not going to do that, however. Instead, I'm going to talk about just one piece of evidence that proves the resurrection is true. And this one piece, to me, is the most compelling evidence that supports the truth of the resurrection of Jesus. And that is, all the 11 disciples of Jesus, remaining disciples of Jesus, all of them experienced Jesus' humanness. They saw the miracles he performed. They saw Jesus' passion and death. And they saw and experienced Jesus in his resurrected body. And as a result, all 11 disciples preached the gospel and the doctrine of the resurrection. And they did this all over the known world. Now, all 11 disciples were arrested and told to stop. All 11 of them refused to stop, and 10 out of the 11 were executed. Let me give you just a quick rundown here of how a few of them were executed. James was beheaded. Thomas was run through with a sword. Philip, however, was taken to the pinnacle of the temple and thrown off. And when he hit the ground below, there were a group of men with clubs, and they clubbed him to death. Peter got crucified. But when he was crucified, he insisted that his cross be turned upside down because he was not worthy of being crucified in the same manner as his Lord Jesus Christ. And Bartholomew? Well, Bartholomew was skinned alive. Now, all of these executions are confirmed by secular historical records. And all of these executions would not have happened if they were to say, "Stop, I was lying." But they couldn't do that. They didn't stop. because they knew the resurrection was true. Now, many people have been willing to die for the truth. But when was the last time you heard of someone willing to die in order to continue some lie? So that's what I would say to the doubters on this Easter Sunday. Now I want to say a word to the believers on this Easter Sunday. You believe the resurrection is true in fact. But let me ask you this. Is the resurrection true for you? I mean, it's one thing for the resurrection to be true in fact, but it's quite another thing for the resurrection to be true in your heart and in your actions. So what does it look like when the resurrection is true in you, in your heart, in your life? Well, you know what? We can state all kinds of evidence of proving the resurrection to be true. But the doubters won't believe any of that evidence until they see Jesus working in us. You will know that the resurrection is true for you when the people in your world are able to see and sense that hope and that strength that you have. The people in your world are going to be able to see you giving of yourself. They're going to be able to see you extending forgiveness to other people. And they're going to be able to see how you don't hang on to grudges. In other words, what I'm asking the believers, has Easter changed your life or has it only changed your day? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord Jesus, we ask that on this day of resurrection, this day of celebration, that you would come to us and that you would enter our hearts and our lives. Help us, Lord, to bring to life, to animate the truth of the resurrection through our words and through our actions. And may those words and actions glorify your name and convince a doubting world. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.